USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is seeking to block more offshore drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart joins Fox News to share his thoughts on this development.
We are behind for sure. The reality is this is the problem with a somewhat schizophrenic energy policy where the president says one thing and the bureaucracy does another.
Meanwhile, Biden faces calls from his own party to do more to curb fossil fuel emissions. Flight delays and cancellations are worsening as the holiday weekend gets underway. The number of delays within, into, or out of the United States jumped to 2,450 alone on Saturday. Nearly 600 flights have been canceled on Saturday as well. The airport seeing the most issues is Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
One state is taking action after a recent Supreme Court ruling.
Disrespecting a Supreme Court of the United States decision, New York State lawmakers, at the instruction of temporary governor and lieutenant governor, Democrat Kathy Hochul on Friday, did it again. In defiance of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, Democrats passed gun legislation that would severely limit where law-abiding citizens can have possession of their weapon and require background checks to buy ammunition.
We are creating a definitive list of sensitive locations where individuals will not be able to carry firearms.
One such location is New York City's Times Square. Republican Assemblyman Andy Goodell said the legislation ignores the high court's ruling and is more restrictive than the bill that was struck down by the Supreme Court this week. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their holiday weekend at Camp David. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
A new study is out revealing how many Americans could stand to lose a few pounds. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Americans getting ready to have a big July 4th barbecue this weekend may not want to hear about just how big we're getting. Around 4 in 10 adults, or 70 million Americans, are now classified as obese. Health is the biggest concern for large Americans, but studies also show weight plays a significant role in hiring and promotions in the workplace. Overweight Americans say they've watched as less capable, skinnier coworkers are moved up the hiring chain. There's little those workers can do to fight back because discriminating against an employee because they're overweight is still legal in most places nationwide. The weight loss industry continues to cash in on the weight gains as well. Last year, weight loss companies like Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem collectively did more than $58 billion in sales.
The FBI and Metropolitan Nashville Police are investigating an attempted arson of a pro-life pregnancy center in Nashville. A smashed window and an unignited Molotov cocktail-type device were discovered inside the building at the Hope Clinic for Women around 1:40 early Saturday morning, along with the words, Jane's Revenge, written on the exterior wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.